Did I mention yesterday was my daughter's first indoor track meet?
No, you didn't mention.
I didn't. Well, she has been, you know, Biggie introduced me to this phrase 2 months ago, and it's really stuck. Children ruin everything. Okay?
You love them. Like nothing else. You would die for them, but they absolutely ruin everything.
Absolutely. They capture your heart the moment they come into the world. And you know, from this moment forward, I'll never draw another breath without loving this child and caring for and worrying about this child, no matter what. No matter how old they get. That's the deal we have as parents, right?
Yeah.
But they ruin everything. That's the whole... Remember, this came into being 2 months ago...
The supposed overnight team trip out of town.
It was across country. Yeah. She was supposed to go on a bus for cross country. My son's away at school, so I, of course, thought it's a Friday night. She's got a cross country meet. She's out of town.
Fire up the Teddy Pendergrass.
I said,
turn out the lights.
You know, let's just see where this night takes us. I had plenty of Serenity Lane, my edible. My wife had plenty of wine in the fridge, and I thought, who knows where this will take us, you know? Well, I got a text that morning saying, she's sick. She's not going on the trip.
Trips off.
And I just...
pick this, and this up on the way home.
Exactly. Exactly. Teddy Pendergrass goes back on the shelf. Serenity Lane back in the medicine cabinet.
And the candles stay unlit.
Exactly. Okay. So that's when Biggie said, children ruin everything. He's 100% right. I have more examples since. So, yesterday... busy day. My daughter is into now track, cross country, and now indoor track, which I thought, is that a thing? I mean, are they really doing that?
Yeah.
I mean,
when is the indoor track season? Does it go from the late year into the new year?
Yes.
Wow.
I just found that out yesterday. Okay. This was the first indoor track meet. And they go through, I'm going to say February. Then, of course, by March, April, here come your spring season. So the coach says, I really want her to do indoor so that she can be ready for next spring's outdoor season. It's like, all right, you know. And then out of nowhere, my wife says a couple of days ago, she's got her first indoor track meet. I feel like we really need to be there. All right. Okay. We'll do that, you know. So, and you know, I had my abs frozen yesterday, so that was
okay. You didn't mention that either.
Well,
you're still kind of bitching and moaning over your flu shot.
Yep, I was doing that. That's right. I was really bitching and moaning yesterday. And the ab freezing session went very well. And at the now, this is my fourth session of having my abs frozen. And when I was done, I said, that's it, isn't it? Because he told me we'd do four. And he looked at my abs and he said, let's go one more.
There's work to be done?
There's more work to be done.
It's a little worrying.
So I think we can freeze these
babies. Should my body be frozen this much? Yeah, it should be fine.
This is the dumbest Marvel superhero origin story ever.
This is experimental. This is an experimental program.
He said, ladies and gentlemen, the world is not ready for the six pack.
He said,
he's the dumbest Avenger yet. He strips to his waist when evil appears.
That's right. He said, let's freeze you one more time. Said, all right, I'm going to do that.
Did you get a look at the Luigi Mangione's abs?
Yeah, I did.
Do you want to go full Luigi?
I said, I do. I saw that yesterday. So I was like, I got to have this guy's abs. I mean, he's a horrible, horrible person.
Yeah.
But that does not stop him from
fit
having
AF.
He's got great abs, let's face it.
Apparently, he's already getting tons of, you know,
oh, well,
I want to be your prison wife.
Oh, yeah. The jailhouse poon.
Oh, my God.
Off the charts for this guy.
As an aside on jailhouse poon Mangione. I heard his roommate from Hawaii say, you know, he had that back injury. That's what they're reporting now is the reason he shot the CEO could be stemmed from his back injury. We don't know. It's all speculation. But the roommate from Hawaii said, well, I know his back was so bad, he had trouble being intimate with women. And that was driving him crazy because apparently he was just fighting off poon left and right before that. And then the back injury made it so he could no longer be intimate with women.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, that was just the roommate from Hawaii. And I was like, boy, you two. I mean, two good looking guys in Hawaii, whatever. Here's how children ruin everything.
Yes.
Okay. It's indoor track season now. Last night is the first of the indoor track meets.
So, and your daughter is a distance runner, middle distance?
What is she doing? 1,000 meters. So that is...
Okay, that's pretty far.
Yeah, on this track, it was 4 laps around. It's over a half a mile is what okay. it is. I looked it up because I had a little time to kill while we were sitting and waiting for the track.
So I hear.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right.
Here there's a tone.
Okay, well, okay. My daughter, she tells us in the middle of the day... She's going to run at 7:20 p.m. The track, the indoor track facility is a 45-minute drive from our house.
Ooh.
All right? I say, so that's going to get us home, what, 8:15, 8:20, something like that. Now, that's fine. You know, it's my child. Of course, I'll be there for her first track meet. But my ab freezing put me home late, and I was zonked. You know, I'm sitting there on the couch. We're getting ready. We're going to leave our house at 6:20 to get there at 7:05 and watch her run. She said 7:20 was the time she was going to run. So we're going to leave at 6:20. Well, about 4:30, she texts and she says, I forgot my shoes.
This is a finely tuned athlete.
This is a finely tuned athlete.
It's the one thing she needed.
The only thing she needed.
Really?
Shoes. Shoes. She's hovered over a tropical smoothie before, you know, as all great athletes do,
yes.
She needs to fuel up before mm-hmm. she goes to her track meet. And she texts her mother and myself and says, I forgot my shoes. I have to have them. I cannot tell you the amount of rage. I had just sat down. My abs were still thawing. Mm-hmm. I had just mm-hmm. sat down. And she says, I need my shoes, and I need them now because we got to warm up for a while. So I've got to have those shoes. And I thought my wife's head was going to explode. I thought her head was going to explode. So we make the plan. Now, my daughter has driven from school over to, again, 40 minutes away. It's pouring down rain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's pouring down rain. And my wife says, I'm not comfortable with her driving. She's a new driver, too. You know, less than 6 months, she's had her license. She's like, I don't know how comfortable I am because we're going to be on I-40. This is where the track meets.
There's no team bus?
There isn't. Uh-huh.
I thought there all is teams a team.
There is a
buses.
Team bus. You don't have to ride it. My daughter chose to drive yeah. from the school to the
independently.
Meet so that she could stop and get
the tropical smoothie. Okay.
So I put all that together.
Buses don't stop there.
No, bus wasn't going to stop. And so we know that she's driven. She has her car there. We know that the 45-minute drive home is going to be in a heavy rain on I-40, and she's a new driver. And so my wife says, I'm not comfortable with her drive. And I said, I'm not either. So my wife hatches the plan, and I think it was 100% right. We drive over together, and then I'll drive her car home while they drive home. You know, so my wife and I split so that she, my daughter won't have to drive. I said, fine with that. So we get there now. Now we're driving to the event that's 45 minutes away. Traffic, I've never seen anything like. Apparently, the rain caused accidents here. It took us an hour and 20 minutes to get there.
Oh,
it's just sitting in bumper to bumper, stop and go.
And your daughter's just sitting there barefoot with a smoothie.
That's right.
Are you guys close?
A lot of that.
Yeah.
A lot of that.
Hey, seriously, how far?
I really need my
Where
shoes.
Where are you?
Coach Katie is saying, I need my shoes. Okay.
Can you bring me another smoothie?
I'm really going to need these shoes. So now it's just like.
Are you swearing or are you just kind of in silent rage?
Silent rage.
During the ride.
Well, one of us, I was in silent rage. The other was swearing. And
more vocal.
More vocal. And I was driving. She was getting the text, and she would just look at the text and go, oh, she's got some nerve. Oh, you are not going to believe what she is doing now. What? Another smoothie. I really need those shoes. Yeah, we're sitting in bumper to bumper traffic. So finally we arrived. Now, we didn't get there until 6 because of all the traffic. We left at 4:30 and all the traffic. So we give her shoes. Now it's 6 o'clock. I'm running at 7:20. All right, you're running at 7:20. I see every athlete in 3 counties run between 6 and 7.
Roughly how many schools you think appear? Because when they do multiple schools at these meets.
A lot. Yes. And now in the cross country season and the spring track season, we were against other private schools. But this time we had a lot of public schools come in. They're really fast. Boy, they can. These folks could run. The first one we saw when we walked in, they were like blazing past us, like, you know. And I said to my wife, "These kids can run.
Yeah,
you know, they are no joke." And it was so packed. The parking lot was like, you know, Costco on Christmas Eve, on Walmart on Christmas. I couldn't find a parking space. I let my wife out.
Just take her shoes.
Pouring rain. Pouring rain.
I might just stay in the car.
I thought of that. Okay, we walk in. Now it's, you know, again, an hour before she runs.
Is there a charge?
$16.
Per?
Eight apiece.
So, and then tell them you had a your family member of a team member?
I said, I don't know if this matters, but my daughter. And then
she's one of the runners.
Everybody here has a kid, man. Running.
Well, right. Who else is really going to be there? So they, $16, eight apiece to get in to watch this event. Now, again, she's going to run 1,000 meters, which takes 4 minutes. And we're there for the entire time. So when we hand her shoes, we explained to her the plan. Okay, I'm going to take you home, or I'm going to drive your car, and you and mom can be in the other car because we don't want you driving. And she goes, I need gas.
Rage intensifies.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make it home in my car without gas. Now, the rule is that
There's a rule.
Every Sunday, she fills up with gas, no matter what. That way, she gets through the week, no problem. Even if it's only at 3/4 tank. Fill it up on Sunday, period. My wife said, did you fill up on Sunday? I forgot.
Yeah.
And then she takes her shoes and goes off. And I was just like, are you?
Yeah, it dinged at Tropical Smoothie. And that's when I knew I didn't have enough.
And he goes. And I was like, okay, all right. I said, well, I'll stop and get gas on the way home. So here's the coup de grace. You're going to love this. We sit, we watch everybody else run. Now it's 7 o'clock, okay? My daughter runs at 7:20. My wife says to me, she goes, you know what you should do? Go ahead and go out there and go ahead and get gas now. That way, when she's done, we're ready to go. We can hit the road. And I was like, all right, I'll go get gas now. So I go out. There's a gas station 100 yards away.
Okay.
And I'd seen that on the way in. And my wife had said, there's where you'll stop. You know, go get it at that place. So I go to the gas station. The pump was bizarrely slow. Oddly. Have you encountered that ever before?
Every now and then. It's very strange.
Yeah, it was like I'm sitting there just pumping.
Ding.
Yeah. Just
ding.
Just pumping for all I can do, and it just will not. I don't know what causes it. Is it like the...
I don't know if it's low inventory.
That's what I was thinking. What? Low on the tank.
And then you're kind of always looking around and like, kind of nodding at other people, like, yeah, slow pump.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. I remember one time years ago when we had like a fuel short, when gas prices were like $4 and $5 a gallon. I remember that happening to me once, and it only happened 2 or 3 times. Well, in the middle of pumping that gas, I get a text. They're starting.
She's up.
And it's like 7:10. I said, they're not supposed to be up for another 10 minutes. And she's like, what can I tell you? They just called up. And
I've only got $2 in.
That's all.
It's taken 5 minutes to get that.
Exactly. So I plug the thing back into the pump.
You don't complete the fill up.
I did not complete the fill up. I was $5 into the fill up. I don't complete it. I was afraid that gas was just keep spewing from the thing.
Right.
I was that quick to do it. So I put it back in the nozzle holder. Get back in, you know.
God, pump 5 got $3 worth of gas.
Is that correct?
You know they're talking about me.
I don't know.
You know they're talking about me with that. I race back to the place. I go running in. The person at the front goes, whoa, chief, that's $8.
I've already paid.
I've paid.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I see a woman. I was like, that woman took my money, an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she
wristband? No stamp?
Nothing.
No paper ticket? Nothing.
I should have had something. I didn't. I said, she took our money a while back. She looked over at me and she's like, yeah, I remember him. But that little extra encounter, once raced in, I saw my daughter standing and huffing and puffing at the end of her race. And I looked at my wife and I said, what happened? And she said, Yeah, it was fine. She was middle of the pack. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. She goes, well, at least you don't have to get gas.
But I've missed the whole purpose.
And I still had to get gas. I had like 2 gallons worth of gas in there. And I said, well, strangely, I do. And here she comes walking over, my daughter, and she says, I'm starving. Can we stop at Chick-fil-A?
Did you see me run? Where were you?
That's parenting.
Mm-hmm.
That's how children ruin everything. It's a long...
You look tired.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
You're all wet.
That's how it went. Why are you so wet?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you're going to come to these things like gross, then don't.
Plus,
you're wet. You smell like gas.
I had to park so far away till you have no idea. I mean, it was just an unbelievable experience.